We're on the bottom of Ayin Hey Amud Bet. We left off at the Braita on the bottom of the page. We're on the third wide line.
Ayin Hey Daf Bet. And we're
on the third wide line. Okay, we are in the topic of acquiring Kalim from the non-Jew and how what you have to do in order to be able to use them. Tana Rabbanan. Halokeach Kli. If you acquire a vessel from a non-Jew, if they haven't been used yet, all you have to do is tovo them, and they are fit for your use. If they were used cold, kigon koso, like cups, vikitonio, jugs, tsluchio, large jugs or flasks, Madichan, first you wash them, umadvilan, then you tovel them, vehim taurin. Devarim shenishtamish behen al yidei chamin, if they were kelim that the non-Jew used hot, kigon hayoro, like their large pots, hakumkumusin, their even larger vats, umechame chamin, their samovars or kettles, magilon umadvilan, vehim taurin. Those you have to do hagalatu, you have to boil them up, and then tovel, and then they're fit for your use. Devarim shenishtamish behen al yidei aor, things that were used actually in the fire, so they get really hot. Kigon hashipudin, these skewers. Spits. Vaskalot, the trays or the grills. Melabnon, you have to heat them up until they're white hot. Umatvilan and tovel them behen tahorin. Vekulan shenishtamish behen ad shelo yatfil, any kli that you used before you toveled it, vishelo yagil, or you did agala to it, vishelo yilabin, or you before you did it, and before you heated it up white hot, meaning if you used it before you koshered it properly, tani chada aser, tanya idach mutter. According to one, it is aser. According to one, it is mutter. Now, what would explain that discrepancy? Lo kasha. Ha kemanda amar notin tam lefgam aser. Ha kemanda amar notin tam lefgam mutter. We have a discussion. When you have something in your pot absorbs something. There's flavor in there. I cook something, the flavor comes out. Now, if the flavor is usser, so you have usser flavor in your food. The question is, does that really help your food? Does that hinder? Most of the time, especially if we're talking about something that's not recent, as in if it's older than 24 hours, so whatever flavor is absorbed in there, as bad as it may be, we may not allow you to do that lichachila, but b'di'evit, if that happened, we don't sit there going, wow, now this is a, flavored by whatever that was. It usually hurts it. So that there's a manda amar who says, notain tam lefgam. The item has imparted flavor, but its flavor hinders my final product. So nonetheless, that is usser. And there's another view that says, no, that old flavor, so yes, l'chachilo, we want you to kasher it before you use it, but that old flavor doesn't help your final dish. It actually hurts it. It's no tain tam lefgam, and therefore it's mutter. So yes, we have one braita that says if you use this kli before you kashered it, it's aser. And one braita that says if you use this kli before you kashered it, it's mutter. We have no problem with that contradiction because one follows that one view that says old things that even though they impart negative flavor, nonetheless they're aser. And one says since it's imparting negative flavor, it is now mutter.
Why would you want to use it anyway?
You would want to use it when you kosher it. Why would you use it? You already cooked with it. You forgot. You didn't realize the halacha was that I had to kosher it. So now I have the kli. It belonged to the non-Jew. It was previously used for treif. I used it for cook. All these guests are coming. I have this food. Rabbi, can I use it?
You know where I had that shaila? My wife used to get coffee in a chock full of nuts.
Yeah.
And this coffee cup was just used for coffee.
Yeah.
And one day she noticed when they wash it,
they wash it with other stuff.
Dishwasher with all the chazara.
But usually with soap.
We called Rabbi Schwab. He said, you know what? It's soap in there.
Soap, yeah. Soap is no thing kam of gum. Yes, exactly. So there are many tshuvos that discuss the dishwashers. And some very recent postgame have started to say those tshuvos are now outdated. Because they think the dishwashers now may do a run without soap. So like they put it in a compartment in the dishwasher where there's soap. And that soap doesn't come out until like a little, I don't know, the second cycle, or at least it fills up with water first. So now your dishes are getting cooked by whatever, and then the soap. So depending on how old your dishwasher is, or check out with your manufacturer how it works, that psak could change. But indeed, there are many written tshuvos already, because dishwashers are, you know, 50, 60 years old. I don't know, you tell me. But over 34 years old. And I'm sure the early dishwashers, that was indeed the psak, because I've seen tshuvos that say that. Yes.
For sure. Ours, you know, pops open in the middle.
In the middle.
And that means that all the hot water is coming out in the beginning.
So one rabbi said, you know what? Everybody should always throw a little soap into the dishwasher and that. And then
if b'di'evit,
you realize you left there was a milchik knife in my fleshik dishwasher, or vice versa, it's all okay because there was soap in it already.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Gemara says, wait, there's two views, notin tam lefgam mutter, notin tam lefgam aser. Laman damar, notin tam lefgam mutter, ki ule ove kocham and aser rachmana heichem ishkachala. Our whole discussion of learning how to kasher kelim comes from the war in Midian. They had to kasher all the kelim. When were they used? Mistama, they were used more than 24 hours ago. So if they were used more than 24 hours ago, why did they have to kasher them? The Torah is sitting here telling us, if it's called davar sher b'ba'esh, davir b'ba'esh, bring it through the fire. So why do we have to bring it through the fire? It's old.
But that's a difference between the chatchila and b'di'evit.
Okay, good answer. So the Gemara has a different, that's a fair point. But nonetheless, if it's notin tam lefgam, why should we be concerned? So Amar Rav Chiya Breda Rav Huna, lo asra ela kedera bad yoma. That day, delav notein tam lefgamu. If it's that day, the absorbed flavor still can be positive. As in, if you cooked something 6 hours ago, you made a nice chulent, and then you're done, and then now you want to make a nice soup, the flavor of the chulent absorbed in the pot, walls of the pot may help your soup. So if what the guy previously used is going to flavor your thing, it's not notin tam lefgam, it's notin tam lishvach. It actually improves what you've done. And therefore, it's a problem. So the Gemara says, okay, so make a rule that if it's that day you want to use it, you know, make the rule. Just wait 24 hours. Why do you have to bother kashering it? Mikan ve'elech lishtere. Just let it be mutter. Why do we have to kasher it? So the Gemara says, gzeira kedera she'ena bat yoma, Mishum kedera bat yoma. To make sure that you don't use a kli that day, we make sure that even if you want to use a kli the next day, you must kasher it before you use it. Okay. Now we could ask a question the other way. We said there were two shitot. One said notin tam lefgam mutter, and one said notin tam lefgam aser. What is the reason behind the one who says that it's aser? So the Gemara says, kedera bat yoma, nami mifgam pagma. The fact is, the Torah tells us that even that day it's aser, and he says, what's the reason for his view that it's aser? He says, it's notin tam lefgam right away. He doesn't feel that, for the first 6 hours it helps your food, or the first 24 hours, and after that it hurts. No, it always hurts. Nonetheless, the Torah tells us you always have to kasher it, and therefore I don't have this distinction. It always hurts your food, and nonetheless the Torah tells us it's aser. Rami le Rav Amram de Rav Sheshet. Rav Amram asked Rav Sheshet the following question. Tanan, hashapudin v'askala, the spit and the grill, milavnon ba'or. You have to heat them up until they're white hot. You have to do libun in order to kasher them. V'hat nan gabe kachim. We have a Mishnah regarding kachim. Hashipud v'askala, magilan b'chamin. What do you have to do? You have to boil them. So, we learned in our Mishnah you have to do libun, and here you have to do hagala, boiling as opposed to blowtorching it. Why the distinction? Amar le Amram ri, my son Amram, ma inyan kachim etzel gyule ove kochavim. What does one have to do with the other? Kachim, non-Jews kelim, treif, kachim, hacha hetera bala. Here, the kachim item that the kelim absorbed, they may be sanctified and holy, but they're mutter to be eaten. Some kachim everybody eats. Korban shlamim, right? We might eat, the Yisrael may eat. Some a kohen may eat, but it's mutter to be eaten. Hatam isura bala. When it comes to what the Oved Kochavim put in it, his food is treif. So Amar Rabba, sof sof ki kapalit isura kapalit. Nonetheless, eventually, we know when it comes to kachim, you can't eat kachim forever. Different types of korbanos we have, like the korban Pesach, how long do we have? We know you have until either midnight or until the morning. There's a machloket there, right? And that's why we have to have afikom and by chatzot. So you have that day. The next day, it's now notar. It's left over. It's aser. So to other korbanos, we have a korban todo, you have, you know, until the next day. Shlamim, you have a day, a night, a day. Okay, so after that, though, whatever flavor is absorbed in my kli, I'm going to use the kli the next day. That flavor is going to impart to what I'm making now. It's going to treif up my, meaning, not treif, because, but it's going to notar up my food. It's going to, whatever the leftover flavor is going to ruin it. So yes, when it entered the kli, it was mutter. In the meantime, when it leaves the kli, when it comes out and imparts flavor, it's going to make things problematic for me. Hello, Amar Abba, my Hagala. What is the Hagala that we know you need when it comes to kachim? Nami shtifo marika. You need to wash it and you need to scour it. Okay, that is one answer. Abaye offers a different answer. Amar Leah, Abaye, mi dami mariko shtifo betzon and Hagala b'cham. And he says to the Rabba, what do you mean? How does that work? Even if you wash it and scour it, that's still cold. Hagala is still saying you need hot water. So Abaye says, nope, let me offer you my other answer. Elam Rabaye Yagid Alav Reyo, it's a pasuk, but it refers to a term we see a few times in Shas. Sometimes we have statements in two different contexts, and if they're somewhat related or somewhat comparable. And therefore, Yagid Alav Reyo means it will tell you about its friend. What does that mean if it will tell you about its friend? What it says in place A, apply in place B. What it says in place B, apply in place A. So, Ha Tana Hacha Libun, Huadin La Gala. Tana Hatam Hagala, Huadin Lin Libun. Well, we have one place that tells you to heat it up until it's white hot, and one place where it tells you to boil it. You know what you have to do in both places? Boil it and heat it up till it's white hot. Very simple. Amar Le Rava, Ihachi, Leninu Le Hulu Bechado, Velitni Chado Beido Chacharita, Vlema Yagida Lavreo. Okay. Let's say I grant your premise. Again, remember, everything is being transmitted orally. So the way we'll do it is, we'll have the full list in one location, and the other location will only list one of them, and we'll know to apply the rule of Yagid Alav Reyo, apply that whole list, even though I only have one mentioned in this other location. So, Ela Amar Rava, Kachim Hainu Tam Ayu Kidram Nachman Amar Rava Baravu, the Amar Kol Yom Veyom Nasek Yul Lechaveiro. They used the same kelim day in and day out in the Beis HaMikdash. Today's korban, tomorrow's korban, every day. So yes, really, if you left the kli and 2 days later it wasn't used, and 2 days later you want to use it, so then you have 2 days ago's korban and now it's notar. But kachim, like the kachim that it's talking about, you really have 2 days to use it. So when you use it today, it imparts flavor into the kli. And then when you use it tomorrow, it's cooking again. It got out all of yesterday's flavor, and now it put in today's flavor. So when you use it on day 3, you don't really have the flavor of day 1. You have the flavor of day 2 and 3. And at no point do you have notar flavor, leftover flavor that's usher in your food. So the Gemara says, Tenach Shlomim. Okay, remember, we were discussing, that would work if it was a Shlomim, but remember we said Korban Pesach, you only have that night, Korban Toda, the day and night, meaning, that works for Shlomim. If they're all Shlomim and you have 2 days, that makes sense. 2 days is enough. But Korbanos, where you have less time than that, that doesn't work. Mikami Dahavi Notar. Like the shlamim, which you can eat for 2 days, before it becomes left over and is now usher, you are going to essentially do hagala, meaning not by boiling it, but by cooking it, you got out the previous flavor. Korban chatat, you have the day and the night. By the time you cook the next day's korban chatat, meaning you're the kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, people keep coming to you with korban chatats, the yom v'layla mitachla can be eaten for day and night. Ki mevashal b'ha'idna chatat havi notar. when you cook in it today, yesterday's chatat is already notar in it, and there's already flavor in your kli. Ki hadam mevashal v'al namachar o shlamim o chatat, kapalit notar da chatna day, nem chatat v'shlamim namachar. Whatever you're going to use it for tomorrow, chatat or shlamim, the fact that it had a chatat in yesterday, now whatever flavor is absorbed from that chatat is today, asr. So how does that help us? Meaning it only helps us if you're right, if we're talking only about shlamim, where you have 2 days to eat it. So amrei lo tzricha, dechi mevashal ba chatat hayina, hadar ba mevashal ba in the shlamim. As soon as you cook a chatat, you immediately cook a shlamim in it as well. So the last flavor left in this kli is shlamim. So the next day when you use it, whatever you use it for, chatat or shlamim, it's fine. The chatat lemachar, or shlamim, the etmol, bahadeh hadadeh kashalim zmanayu. They finish their time when they become notar, when they impart usher flavor together. Bahadar mevashal shlamim lemachar. So when you cook it the next day, it's no longer a problem. So the Gemara says, "Ihachi hagala nami lo libai." Why do we even need hagala? And you know what? It's a very good question. So the Gemara says, "Kasha." Good question. We don't have the answer. It's a question on Rava Shita, but that is Rava Shita nonetheless. And you've asked a very good question. You know what we do when we have a good question? We move on. It's an important point in life because a lot of time people are left with questions and give up. The Gemara says, "Question." And moves on. Yes.
So these kalim are made of metal.
Yeah.
We're talking about the Beit HaMikdash,
yes.
Right? So scientifically, it would make sense in terms of what they're cooking. But if we talk about kalim that are pottery, it would seem to be a little more complicated.
Correct. That's why we don't kasher pottery.
Can't be kasher.
So can't be kasher. Okay, but kalim, we think, if you boil them up, whatever was in there is gone. Meaning, if you boil them up, hot enough. Kivola o kafolto, exactly as it absorbed it, it removes it. So, if you used it at 300 degrees, and you cook it up to 300 degrees or 301 degrees, so now whatever was in there is gone. Okay. Fine. Rav Papa Amar. High curried, high low curried. This is yet another answer. He says, when it comes to Avodah Zarah Kalim, meaning Kalim of a non-Jew, Ovid Kochavim's Kalim, meaning the non-Jew's Kalim. It wasn't used for Avodah Zarah, just used for non-kosher. So that one gets a crust. Kachim lo karet. It doesn't have a crust. Meaning, if it had a crust, it would need a libun too. What does it mean it has a crust? How often do you use every pot you own? I don't know how many pots each person owned back in the day, but Mistama, they had more than one or didn't necessarily cook in it each day. So the non-Jew's pot may have sat, as opposed to the Kachim Kalim were constantly in use and therefore
it
didn't get what it's referring to as a crust. It never
built up.
It never had a build up.
Yeah.
So Ravash Yamar, Li'olam Kidda Kamran Meikara. You know what? Let's go back to what Abaye said. Abaye said, Hacha heterabala. Hacha Isurabala. Here, when it was... that was Amram's answer. The answer to Amram Bari, that was Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet's answer says, you know what? To explain this concept, let us go back to his answer. Here, it absorbed... When it absorbed it, it was Kachim and it was Mutter. Hacha Isurabala. When it comes to what the non-Jew put in his kli, that is Aser. Ura kakash lecha debeina dekapalit Isura kapalit. When you say, yes, I may have absorbed mutter, but a day later it's now usher, so when it what it excretes is forbidden. Be'ina de kapalit lo ite li sura be'ine. What it is excreting may just be flavor. It's tam. It's not what we call mamashut. There's nothing actually there. And therefore, you're right. Yes, when it absorbed, it was mutter, and when it comes out, it is usher, but whatever is coming out isn't something with substance. And therefore, we are a little more lenient for it. Okay, good. One of the things we mentioned was certain kalim have to be kashered with libun, certain kalim have to be kashered with hagala. How is that done? V'yad kama melabnan. How hot you have to heat it up. Amar Rabbi Mani, achetashir klipotan. You heat it up so hot until it sheds a layer. V'ketzan magilan. How hot you have to, how do you boil it? How do you do hagala? Amar Rav Huna, yorak tana b'toch yorak gedolo. You boil up a very big pot, and you can put all the little pots in it. Okay, That solves little pots. Yoru gedolamai. How do you kasher a big pot? Tashma. Dahu duda the havai beirav akavya. There was this big vat in Rav Akavya's home. Ahadar leg and dampa the lisha puma malu and mayav artecha. He put like a rim of dough around its mouth so that it could boil up and over without boiling out. And that boiling up and over was enough to consider it having been boiled, the pot. That was his solution.
As if the pot were in
a larger pot.
Yeah.
So Amar Rava, who thought this solution was ingenious, or however you pronounce that word, Amar Rava, man chachin me'avet kehamilta, ila Rava kavya de gav Rabahu. He must have been a big Talmud Chacham to have come up with that brilliant solution. Kasavar, what is his thought process? Kivola o kach polto. Exactly as it absorbs, it excretes. Ma bolo o benitzotzot. How does the rim, meaning everything else is being boiled, how does the rim absorb? It absorbs when you fill a little too much and a little bit splatters there, small drops, nitzotzot. Af polto do benitzotzot. That's all you need to kasher then. You need to kasher it with a few splatters. Okay, the end of that Mishnah talked about kashering a knife. Hasachin shava v'itora. You have to sharpen it, wet it, polish it, and it will become kosher. Amar Rav Ukva bar Chama, v'noatza asara pam karka. You stick it in the ground 10 times. Amar Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua v'karka shen avoda. This has to be fresh ground, not ground that was worked.
Hard ground.
Yeah. Yes. Meaning unworked ground, untilled. Amar Rav Kahano b'sakin yafash ein bagumot. We are talking about a knife that doesn't have nicks. We're talking about a smooth one, not a serrated knife. Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a Breita. These are 3 Amoraic statements. We have a Breita that lists all these. Sakin Yafe, Shein Bagumo, Noatza, Sarim Bakarka. It's got to be a good knife without nicks. You put it 10 times in the ground, and I guess it's saying also hard ground. Amarav Huna Breider of Yoshua, and all this allows you to use it cold. Cholba Tzonen. As in the following story, Kiha Demar Yehuda. Ubati bar tuve have kame yatve kame de Shavar Malka. We have a few stories in the Gemara about a man named Shavar Malka, King Shapur, one of the Persian kings. He seems to have been a little learned. He liked to learn the halachas. He liked to talk to the rabbis and challenge them a lot also. But sometimes it seemed he was a little respectful. So, aitu lekame etrogo. So the king gets served what was a delicacy, an etrog. So what did he do? Pasak achal, he cut himself a slice. What knife does he have? He's not Jewish. He's not from. He has a treif knife. Pasak v'havle l'bati bartuvi. He took the knife, sliced another slice, and gave it to Vati bartuvi. Hadar datza asara zimni ba'ara. Then he stuck it in the ground 10 times, because he learned this halacha. Then pasak havle l'mar Yehuda. He took a slice and gave it to Mar Yehuda. So he ate with the treif knife, and he gave Bati Bartuvi tea with the treif knife. To Mar Yehuda, he made sure the knife was kosher. So Amar Le Bati Bartuvi, Ba'ahu Gavra La Bar Yisrael Hu, what am I, not Jewish? Why didn't you clean the knife for me? Amar Le Mar Kimli Begave, Umar Lo Kimli Begave. I know he's from, I didn't know you were. Okay, that's one version. That's the more diplomatic version of the Gemara. The Gemara has a second version. Ikud de Amri. Some say, Amar le idkar maya varta ba'orta. I know what you did last night. What did he do last night? Rashi tells us, Derech parsim limsor nashim lachsanaim. You know what the king did when he had guests? He sent some women to their room. Ukeshishigran lehem balayla sha'avar kibel bati v'Rav Yehuda lo kibel. Bati Bartuve did not accepted the women. He took them in for the night. What he did, we'll tell you when you're older. But Rav Yehuda didn't accept them. So he says, I know Rav Yehuda's from, he turned down the women. Bati Bartuve accepted the women. And therefore, I didn't know he was from, and therefore I figured he would eat from my non-kosher knife. Tosfos has a little bit of a limud zchus for Bati Bartuve, because there's another Gemara that tells us at some point that Bati Bartuve was an Eved, and he had a get shichror me'ukav. There was a problem with the shtar, or it was post-dated. So, and it could be that the women that the king sends to the room were shifchot. which an Eved is mutter to be with. So that is Tosot Limud Schos. I looked around in the Achronim, there's a Sefer Avodah, Savoda, who says, okay, then why wasn't he Makbid on Kashrus? But okay, Tosos says a Limud Schos for Bati Bartuvi, which teaches you to, you never know who's watching, always do what's right, or you'll end up getting fed tray food. Those of you who've been learning Daf Yomi L'Homa Sechet can feel free to make a Siyum. I made my Siyum on Avodah Zarah 2 days ago for the Erev Yontif Tainis Bechoros, so I will not be making it now. Shkach!
Shkach!